Luke Jones is here. He's Baltimore Luke. We will both be in Pittsburgh on Sunday night. Yinz and Nat down in the Berg. I am researching a Venezuelan arepa place so, to take you for proper sandwiches. So you get some proper guacamole and chicken in you, prior to some cheese too, some Venezuelan cheese in you. So we're going to Pittsburgh. We will be at the game. Luke will be in the press box. I will be wherever Mike Tomlin puts me. So I have no idea. I'm a guest of the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday night, but I will not be in the locker room after the game, whether anybody runs in, runs out, but we will be. Chad Steele told me on Wednesday you could ask all the questions on our behalf. You can be on both sides. So as they run guys out the back door if they happen to lose. So have you thought much about what happens if they happen to lose? Because if they lose, you know what this is going to be. It's going to be a field
Yeah.
goal, 26-24 at the buzzer. And there's going to be a couple turnovers. Some bad things are going to happen. Lamar's going to play well, but not well enough. Defense is not going to hold its water at the end in some way. And we know the formula for them to lose. They've lost a lot this year. You know what I mean? We know the
Yeah.
formula for them to lose close games. Fumble the ball. Take the ball down to the 8-yard line and either try to kick a field goal or squander the ball in some way. Or get your balls out on 4th and 2 and not be able to move it and give the ball up, right? So have these empty possessions. And that's not even about punting. Punting happens when a whistle gets blown and there's a holding on 1st and whatever. Now we're in 1st and 20. And now you really can't run Derrick Henry. You got him off the field and you're trying to throw a swing pass. And then you're in 2nd and 12. And then you're in 3rd and 7. And then you're off the field and you're punting. So there was a lot of that this year, too, right? There wasn't a whole lot of that in the years where they're 15-2 and whatnot. But I don't know what we're going to see on Sunday night. But to your point, if it's a horse race and you're reading the form, and the gamblers have read the form and decided this is a 3.5 point road dog favorite against a Hall of Fame Super Bowl champion coach and quarterback, depleted roster, on their home turf with their honor on the line, with their age on the line, with their jobs on the line in some cases in the minds of the fans or their legacy in some
Yeah.
way. A lot more legacy going on for Aaron Rodgers than there is for Lamar Jackson on Sunday night, I think, given their age and given where the Steelers are and how much closer they are to wanting. They booed Renegade. As much as this place here is a mess, and I will be the first to say, since Sashi Brown got here, the business is maybe running worse than the football. Not is running worse, not maybe, is running worse than the football team. And that's not saying much because you've seen the football team and I evaluate the business. But the turmoil that's bubbling below both of these franchises, let's just play out here because we might not do this again before Sunday. We'll do it in the car somewhere around Somerset, I'm sure,
Yeah.
on the way up. But what happens if they lose a garden variety, not a bad beat, not a Harbaugh eating a timeout and the kicker shanking a
No, it's
23-yard
not like
field
Billy
goal?
Cundiff, yeah.
Yeah, not some tragic. We can point at Mark Andrews for dropping the ball and it gets played slow motion and there's a real goat. And I don't mean a hero goat. I mean a bad guy. Let's say it's a collective team. Couple mistakes here, couple mistakes there. Bad punt, bad kick, fumble this, fumble, but they lost.
Right.
What happens here on Monday? Because I think the Harbaugh Lamar thing, the fact that the cat got out last week and that Harbaugh has texted me years ago and how Bisciotti was Mr. buttoned up image. I have to have the image of Sashi Brown and Chad, the image of the jaw of John Harbaugh. Like he's all imaged up. I don't know how he feels about Lamar. I really don't. And I don't know. He won't speak, but it's going to be real loud, whatever they're doing in the offseason, whether it's giving Lamar whatever he wants, giving John, Eric, they're not drafting high. I mean, they have all the old guy issues that we talk about every week here with overpaid middle linebacker, cornerback that's got a cap number, tight end that they just re-signed. I mean, they go back into that mode the minute they lose. And to your point, they might lose next to. We think they're not going to win the Super Bowl, so we think there's not going to be a happy ending here. But it becomes very, very unhappy if the first step is not doing what we've just talked about them doing, which is whitewashing all the bad things and saying we have a home game next Sunday. Come on out, let's beat Houston. Because
Yeah.
I'm down to sell that on Monday, no matter what. You know, if they win on Sunday night, I don't need any style points. I don't need them to get lucky. If it's a bad call that screws Mike Tomlin, I'll remind everybody about the trip of Jacoby Jones and like just say, hey. Tough poopskies, Pittsburgh. We're on to Houston. You know, so I'm not going to make any excuses. Win's a win's a win. even if it's crooked, I don't care. But a loss in any way puts you and me in a strange place over a coffee in Monroeville Monday morning.
Yeah. I mean, look, anyone who's going to sit here and say definitively that there's going to be change, I don't think is re living in reality. I think these are very tough, complicated conversations to have. And I was having a conversation with someone very recently who isn't the general manager or the, like someone that's that high up, but someone brought up the point to me and really kind of brought it up. Not just for the Ravens, but for Pittsburgh. Look, we know Black Monday's imminent for whoever around the league. We know a couple co coaches
There'll be three
have
coaches
already
in
been fired.
the fired in the car on the drive home at
There will
11:30
be
in
a
the
couple
morning Monday,
coaches
right?
fired before the Ravens and Steelers kick off on Sunday night. I mean,
Right.
that's just how this works. Maybe not officially announced, but it will be reported that so and so is out. So my question, and again, this is I'm not putting you on the spot here, but I kind of am. Who's the hotshot coaching candidate this offseason? I mean, Ben Johnson was last year. Liam Cohen, I think, was not quite at Ben Johnson's level, but was certainly talked about. And obviously, 2 years ago, Mike McDonald was one of the ones. I mean, you hear Brian Flores. I've heard some Nagy talk, which, I mean, I guess I know he's with Kansas City, but he's been a head coach. Flores has been a head coach. We know how that went. Fair or unfair,
It's
lawsuit
interesting whether
aside.
you want a coach or not, whether
My
you want Jim
right,
Schwartz
my and that's
or
kind of my
right.
the kind of the point I'm making here is, and
And
look, let
Stefanski's
me
going to
be
be available. Some of these guys that have jobs are going to be out on the street, right?
sure. But part of the point I'm trying to make here is if you are a team like the Ravens or the Steelers, I mean, they are different than anyone else that we're talking about right now in terms of making a change. These guys have been the head coach of their respective teams for nearly 2 decades now. Both of these guys have won a Super Bowl. Both of these guys have been very successful looking at it from a long-term perspective. Now, short-term, Pittsburgh, not as much. They've gone 9 years without a playoff win. The Ravens have had so much regular season success, and it hasn't translated to the same degree of success in January in the Lamar Jackson era. But the point that this individual just kind of brought up to me and was fair is if you're going to be bold to the point where you feel you really have to make a change right now, not like talking about it, not considering it, not kicking the can one more year down the road and seeing who the hotshot candidates are then. Who is the guy out there that gives you the conviction that that's better for us? Yeah, we need to go do that. Because the crazy part about this, and look, I'm not going to sit here and say that I clamored for this in any way, even privately necessarily. But when you kind of looked at where the Ravens were 2 years ago with how Mike McDonald was perceived and the interest he was drawing and understanding that John Harbaugh at that point was 16 years into his career. And on the other, just on the other side of 60, and you're asking the question of, okay, how long realistically is he going to coach, right? Is he going to be someone like Belichick who's going to coach into his 70s? Or is it, a pretty finite timeline in terms of how much longer he's going to go? If you were thinking about that, you could have made an argument that the Ravens could have made a really bold move at that point and said, we think Mike McDonald's the best guy for our next guy that's going to be the coach for 15 years, right? So, in the absence of, and they clearly don't, I don't think they have anyone on staff that you would identify at, maybe 2 years ago, they were hoping Zach Orr might have been the next Mike McDonald. You certainly can't make that argument right now based on the lack of success defensively. So, again, this is kind of a long-winded way of if you're replacing John Harbaugh and you're figuring out a way to say goodbye and it's a mutual parting of ways, which is I think would be the way it would happen if it were to happen. And I think it's similar for Pittsburgh, right? I don't think the Rooney family's calling Tomlin in and just saying you're fired, like it's Donald Trump on The Apprentice 20 years ago or anything like that. It would be something where they're trying to be respectful and they're trying to make this appear in a way that both sides can win something coming out of this. I've said to you the scenario if the Ravens were to decide, with Harbaugh that maybe a change is warranted, that I could see them trading him to a team that he wants to land where he wants to land, and the Ravens can get a pick out of it, right? So, but there has to be someone you want to hire, right? And Maybe the Ravens and the Steelers very privately behind, backdoor channels
Just say
have
it's
done a
time to
little bit of
rebuild. It's
homework.
time to do a whole
But
new thing. Yeah.
maybe they've done a little bit of homework, and maybe there is some candidate. Maybe there's some guy coaching at the college level the Ravens absolutely love right now. Again, I'm speaking in hypotheticals here, but if you're going to make the bold decision that you need to make a change there, who are you going to hire? And, at least at face value, this doesn't look like an incredible bunch of coaches in the way that, I mean, Ben Johnson was talked about for the better part of 2 or 3 years, right? I mean, go back, obviously it didn't turn out that way, but how long were people talking about Bieniemy in Kansas City, regardless of whether that ever came to fruition or not, right? So there isn't necessarily a candidate that everyone's just like over the moon over, at least from what I can perceive. Now, that said, once upon a time, you hired Jim Harbaugh's older brother to be your head coach at a time when everyone wanted them, and they wanted to hire Jason Garrett. So let me be clear, that's not an excuse to never make a coaching change, to say, well, we're not going to find anyone better, right? That would be a lazy way of looking at it. That said, and this kind of goes back to even with Lamar, it's in a vacuum, you can say like, oh, well, we want to do this or we want to do that, but then you have to actually go do it. And that's why I've said, like, with like the Lamar thing, is he perfect? Does he have things about him that, have been reported that you'd like to be a little bit different? Sure. Same thing could have been said about Ed Reed or Terrell Suggs or lots of Hall of Fame, Lawrence Taylor with the Giants. I mean, famously would be sleeping in the back of the room when Belichick's drawing up the defense on the chalkboard. They'd wake him up, he'd come up and he'd write it and he'd go back to sleep. I mean, that story's been talked about on the record. So,
Reporting that he falls asleep in meetings, man, the fact that Mike Preston got a hold of that, so that's a hit on Lamar.
But my point with that is, okay, like, all right, fine, get rid of Lamar Jackson. Then what are you going to do? And the same thing does apply. Maybe it's not quite, I wouldn't say it quite as brazenly as that, but the same applies if you decide you're going to part with John Harbaugh or on the Pittsburgh side. And look, I've said this to you. I mean, from the Steelers' perspective, going into week 17, they had a 2-game lead in the division. They're playing the last place team in the division, albeit on the road, but still the last place team in the division that had what, 3 wins at the time. And you lost to them, and then you're going to come home and still have a chance to win the division, beat the team that's right on your heels, and understanding the
Team that you
Ravens.
beat a couple of weeks ago.
If they lose to the Ravens, then man, that 2-week sequence, I'm not sure there's anything that's happened in John Harbaugh's tenure that's as bad as that 2-week sequence for the Steelers if they lose on Sunday night. So that's, but even so, if you're Pittsburgh, you're still having that same conversation. Who's the guy that we want to go get that we have the conviction that we're going to be better off without Mike Tomlin and better with that guy? And the thing that I would say, and look, I've been critical of Mike Tomlin over the years. I think the way he handles fourth downs, I think he punts way too much. I think he's kind of caught in the Stone Age in some game management elements like that. Not necessarily that you need to be Dan
I think
Campbell and
he's
go
also
for it on.
lacked confidence in the offense's
And I.
ability to actually do it.
But I would say in defense of him, like, why don't they have, why can't they find a quarterback? Like, you need to go get a quarterback. And I don't mean a 1-year band-aid like Aaron Rodgers. Like, you need to go get your guy.
Well,
Like,
they
Ben.
built this team to win a game on Sunday night on a cold night on their defense, right? They did. They spent a lot
Sure.
of money on the defense, and that's kind of how they thought about it. Their defense better go out and perform in that fashion to give them a chance to win,
But
right? I mean, that's.
even looking at it in a big picture sense, and this is the difference between the Ravens and the Steelers. If I had told you back in week one, Pittsburgh would be 9-7 and playing week 18. Now, let's say before the schedule came out, and I just said they were 9-7 and playing to get in the playoffs in week 18. If I told you that before the schedule came out, you had no idea the Ravens record, any of that. Just said a playoff spot, not the division. I think you would have believed that as being a very realistic outlook of what the Steelers were going to be. And it's what they've been in recent years. They're kind of barely above 500. And because there's 7 playoff spots in each conference, they've got a chance to make the playoffs. And they've made the playoffs more often than not in recent years. That wasn't the expectation for the Ravens, right? I mean, the Ravens, it was not necessarily to go 15-2, but they were overwhelmingly the favorite to win the division. They've been the favorite to be the representative in the AFC. And you said 8-8 for them. So I guess With Pittsburgh, where they are right now is probably about what people expected them to be back in week one.
If
The
week
Ravens.
one, you would have said you're going to be playing a winner take all, host get in, loser leaves town on the last game of the season, it's going to get flexed into 8 o'clock in Pittsburgh with Aaron Rodgers healthy enough to play, and you're going to get there. He's going to make it through the year. He's 42 years old, and you're going to be playing against the Ravens. Mike Tomlin would have taken that deal
Right.
on opening day in a heartbeat. If you'd have given the deal to John and said, John, here's the good news. Still make the playoffs. You can still win a
Yeah.
Super Bowl. The bad news is your quarterback's going to be hurt. You're going to stink. Everybody's going to stink. The whole thing's going to stink. The fans are going to leave early. You're going to blow leads. All these awful things are going to happen. But the good news, you're still going to play for a division title and a lower seed home game. You're going to have a chance to do that. So John would say, so let me get this straight. We're going to have a chance to win in
Yeah.
Pittsburgh last game and get in the playoffs. I'll take that. I'll take that deal.
I mean,
I'll
you
take that deal.
would, but you would also ask, what the heck has gone wrong this year then? Or let's say you didn't
Well, the
tell him it.
expectation that you were going to hang the cleats up in December and have a 3-game lead the
In
division,
this
like,
division, going into the season in this division, I would have said that's way more likely than being 8-8 and playing for your
I think
lives
people
on.
felt better about Cincinnati than you're letting on now. At least I did. I never thought Cincinnati was a 5-win team. I
I mean,
thought
five.
Cincinnati was more likely to be an 11-win team than Pittsburgh to be an 11-win team. I thought Cincinnati would be the other team that would
That's
be.
fair, but I would also say that, but their defense stunk on paper going into the year too. I agree about the 5-win thing, of course, right? But I guess for me, and this, I was just saying how this would look so much worse for Pittsburgh just based on the last 2 weeks. But yeah, in a big picture, like looking at the season kind of way,
Your
yeah,
over
it's
under
way
score
more
of 13 and
disappointing
you
for the
win
Ravens.
9, right? But if you win 10, 11 the next 2 weeks after that, everything gets deodorized.
It
I think
does.
even if they lose a playoff game next week, most people would say they gave it a good run. They made it into the playoffs. They won their division. And they ran into CJ Stroud, or they ran into a tough defense, or they made a bunch of dumb
Sure.
mistakes and hid in the aftermath and ran out the back door. I mean, I don't know, but I still think the Lamar Harbaugh thing is the bigger picture, that if they're not going to win the Super Bowl, and if they're not going to go on some run that deodorizes all this, which would include them winning this week, winning next week, and then playing a following week. You and I thinking about it, we have to fly
Divisional
someplace.
round, let's say,
Like,
yeah.
right? I mean, Jacksonville, whatever it would be, New England, Denver, that's who it would be, right? So all winnable games to me. You have a hard time. If they win against Houston and they're playing that game, I like their chances to win. So will Vegas, because Lamar will be upright. They're not winning two more games with Snoop Huntley. At least I don't think they are.
Fair. Yeah.
So
I
I
agree.
mean, which they just did 4 days ago. They were in Green Bay. I mean, so these weeks feel really long. These holiday weeks in between these games, where it feels like there might be more time to, for Lamar to be healthier. Dude, he couldn't play the other day. You're flak jacketing him, and now you got him standing in the winner's circle, being a normal quarterback on Sunday night on a 20-degree night again. I don't think that. I don't know if we're going to get the best out of Lamar Sunday night. We're going to get something out of Lamar, and it might not be good enough, and he might be pounding the ground, and he might be too hurt to perform in the way he can. But all that weighs down when a guy like you asks those tough questions in the postgame, because they lost. And the Lamar Harbaugh thing, I think, is, I mean, it's a kerosene thing in Owings Mills, I think. And, we're not going to talk at length about it. But boy, we could, and we shouldn't right now because it's New Year's Day and we're all feeling good or
Yeah.
whatever. But if Lamar's unhappy, or John's unhappy, or they're unhappy with him, or they're not 62 million deep, or he wants out, or man, we're about to go into that ugliness no matter what, I think. You know what I mean? Because I don't think they're winning the Super Bowl. I think there's going to come an end to this in a couple of
Yeah.
weeks, and we're going to find out who loves who long time and who doesn't. And the worst thing that could happen would be Lamar not playing well Sunday night and them losing. That would be really, that's the worst case scenario for all of this, is Lamar coming back and not looking great and getting hurt. Like, what, just them losing and Lamar not looking great. If Lamar doesn't look great and he still win, that's okay. We're
Yeah.
playing a playoff game home. But if they lose, it'll be Lamar's fault if he plays, I think.
I mean, I don't know that. I mean, their
I mean, in the
defense,
mind's eye.
their defense was, I'll continue to, as much as their running game was incredible against Green Bay, their defense stunk. I mean, their defense plays like that. I mean, DK Metcalf or not, Pittsburgh will move the ball some. I mean, they will. So
Oh, by the way, I want to
I mean,
throw this out just for Jim Schwartz and all my friends in Arbutus, because I have Schwartz family members who listen. Hi, Andy. Hi, Marty. I got real Schwartzes that listen. He's the reason they have a chance to make the playoffs. What kind of coach, Jim Schwartz? He put the Cleveland Browns on the field last week and served a donut up to Aaron Rodgers with that team. that was a hell of a coaching job too. So I just want to
Sure.
tip the cap to that. That John Harbaugh may say, Schwartzy, you're the reason we're playing where it matters this week. Because if that defense had buckled under once or twice, you and I aren't going to Pittsburgh this week, and
Oh
I'd have
yeah.
to get on the phone with Chad Steele to end my year.
Yeah, we're talking about what changes are coming, right? We're talking about, is this John Harbaugh's last game as Ravens coach?
That's
Wh
one
whether
play in the
whether
corner of
that's
the
true or
end
not.
zone in
Sure.
Cleveland the other day, literally, right?
Sure. Well, not to mention about six other
Yeah, of
things
course.
that Pittsburgh squandered, or even some things that could have gone even worse for them. They had some pretty good fumble luck in that game, falling on the ball, to keep possession a couple times. But I don't know. I mean, I hear what you're saying, and I believe that for the Ravens at large. But if Lamar doesn't play well, I mean, am I going to sit here and say that that means, oh, well, they need to move on? Tell you what's not going to get you any closer to winning games in January is trading a two-time MVP quarterback either, right? I mean, again, it's one of those things that maybe sounds great in a vacuum, but if you're going to tell me, and I don't think it's going to play out this way. If you're going to tell me that Lamar Jackson goes and John Harbaugh stays, man, I don't have much confidence in this organization moving forward, right? I mean, I just don't, because that
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. So
if you
Harbaugh's
ask me to
still the
choose between.
coach on April 1st and Lamar is the quarterback of the Dolphins or the Saints or the all, I don't, you pick a team.
I'm not very confident in this organization at this point,
Right,
because
okay.
I think that's, and look, I'm
Now,
not
what would
saying
your
that's.
confidence level be if Lamar just doesn't want to be here? If Lamar's
Oh,
going to go NBA and just say,
okay, but
I'm
like
done with you guys. I don't want to be here.
that's a hypothetical. Lamar
Okay.
Jackson's, I mean, okay, I get it. He made a trade request a couple years ago. I get
But
that.
that's all it takes for an immature young guy who sleeps weird and eats weird, all that, who's expressed all sorts of immature things over the last 10 years. So for Mike Preston to
I
write
know,
that last week,
and amazingly, has won two MVPs and should have had a third, and the Ravens have been one of
I
the
am
absolute best
simply
teams.
saying, getting into the
And
minds of young athletes who have $250 million in the bank.
I just think it's a laughable thing to talk about until there's actually some substance to it. Because, like, what the hell is your, what are you going to do? Okay, trade Lamar Jackson. What are you going to do? Like, what, you love you love
My
the
point
quarterback
is,
from
if he
Indiana that
doesn't
much?
love it here anymore, if he's not happy in the marriage, I'm just being
Okay,
just
Mike, but you could say,
succinct.
okay,
So
we
if
could say the
he's
same thing
not,
about John
your
Harbaugh.
scenario is going to happen. Harbaugh will be the coach. Lamar won't be the quarterback.
Okay.
This will
Fair
be
enough.
their.
Okay.
They'll dress this up the way they dressed Justin Tucker up last offseason and just say, Lamar didn't love us enough. Okay, fair enough. We're going to go. We've won plenty without Lamar. We won before him. We won after him. And we'll take ours and take his. And then they'll leak some information about what happened this year. And like, that's. I've called him sleazy. You're in the press box and I'm not. Reminder, this week, this Sunday, biggest game of the year. I've called him sleazy. They'll dress this up. They will not get a. There's no way that they'll get a black eye out of this or a purple eye out of this. They will get a couple of draft picks and dress it up as he was banged up. He didn't play much. Like literally, that's the direction that their legal team will take if they wind up squandering the two-time MVP, who should have been the three-time MVP. They didn't keep him happy enough. Like if that really is the case, and John Harbaugh is not the coach of this team April 15th, and Lamar's not the quarterback, because I'm convinced Harbaugh is going to be the coach. I am
Okay.
absolutely convinced that he's not going anywhere because he can't find a better circumstance and an owner who loves him more than Steve. And maybe I'm wrong about that relationship at this point, but I don't think I am. I don't think I am. And I think he and Eric as neighbors and friends and just all of that. I think that's a solid front. And I think the front is to go to Lamar and say, do you really want to be here or not? You know what I mean? Because we can't do this again. We're not gonna go to war again where you're holding signs up, pay me. Negotiate with mom in the off season. Luke and Nestor have to do radio four times a week and guess on the tea leaves as to like, because that's the negotiation. That's what a negotiation feels like to Lamar. It feels like war. I saw it here. I saw how Lamar and his mom negotiate. It's not friendly and it's not peacetime. And Trade me. He's already screamed that once. Fans forget. Like, so I'm not here to denigrate Lamar, but I'm here to basically say he's the king. Forget, I mean, I'll be wearing my Derrick Henry jersey in Pittsburgh
Right,
on
I
Sunday night,
gotcha.
but the real king's Lamar. Lamar's going to decide the future of the organization. Win, lose, hurt, fumble, pound the ground, walk out a hero Sunday night. Lamar's going to decide where Lamar wants to play football at this. We got $250 million. He no. All of these coaches and scouts that came to him 8 years ago and told him you're a wide receiver, you're running back. He's got $250 million in the bank. He's got trophies. He's got a statue, his name on the building out in Louisville next to Johnny. Like, if he doesn't feel like he can win here anymore because he's unhappy, then I want to say shame on everybody in the building. I don't know what more you could. They've done everything they can do to coddle him, which is what I think the story was last week. And now it's like, all right, dude, are you going to be healthy? You're going to play? We're paying you $50 million. You want to make 75 next year? Like, I do think that there's a lot of business to be done here that will open up wounds if they don't win the division on Sunday night.
Fair enough. I would just say the prospects of this team trying to sell season tickets, if Lamar Jackson is not their quarterback next year and John Harbaugh is still the head coach, I mean, I'm just calling a spade there. I mean, regardless of whether Lamar wants out or not, or any, and again, so much of this is, I mean,
There's no chance in hell, in freezing hell, in Pittsburgh on Sunday night after midnight, freezing hell, that Steve Bisciotti is going to pick Lamar Jackson over John Harbaugh and Eric DaCosta.
okay.
There's no chance in the world that's going to happen.
But
That's
I'll,
it.
yeah,
That's
fair enough.
fanboy talk. That's football talk. That's people that don't know billionaire
Okay.
talk.
Well, then
I
this
mean,
is the way,
I'm just
then
saying, like, we
most of
don't
this
let the
conversation,
inmates run the asylum. We
it's
just
fine,
don't.
but then most of this conversation is a waste of time then. So John Harbaugh's job isn't in jeopardy whatsoever then, is what you're telling me.
He's got job for life. I've said,
That's
I've
fine.
written that many
Okay. No,
times. Prove me
I've
wrong on
said,
Monday, Steve, and fire
I
him if
have,
he loses,
look,
or the following Monday, or the following Monday after that. Because
if
if
you're,
they
I
lose
mean, if
next
you're
week
asking
or
me,
the week after that, they still haven't fulfilled any destiny. To your point, it's still a disappointment. That's
sure.
crazy, but that's true.
I mean, it's a disappointment because of where they've been the last couple of years. But look, I'm not going to sit here and, if you're asking me to predict, is John Harbaugh gone after this season? If this season ends in disappointment,
I got a
I'm still,
20 right here that would put put right on
oh,
him
I'm
being a
still going to
Raven
say
coach May
no.
first.
I'm guessing
Right.
he's still the Ravens head
Yeah.
coach. That said, I will continue to push back on the idea that it's going to go over well whatsoever with your fan base, like mutiny level kind of reaction if the outcome comes spring is Lamar Jackson's no longer here, but John Harbaugh still is. I think that's, man, good luck selling tickets under that
By the
scenario.
way,
Let's
I'm
just say
now
that.
throwing that into my clone with your name on it. I'm going to have you write that column. I want to have you write that column. Oh, so Lamar's not going to be here, but John will be, and there hasn't been a parade. Hold on. You know what I mean? Now, that would be whether you win the division, lose to Houston, whatever it would be, just not win the Super Bowl, not get to an AFC championship game, which is going to
Because
still be long from here, right?
I just think it's such a naive thing to sit here and talk about trading a two-time MVP quarterback as though you're going to go find someone who's better than him so easily. Call up Cincinnati, see if they'll take Lamar off your hands and you get Joe
And
Burrow. I
you
just,
are absolutely making Steve Bisciotti's case over the cigar down in Jupiter. So we're just going to let him run the place? You bought a football team, dude. If you bought a basketball team, it'd be a lot worse.
yeah, and you know
Yeah,
what? He's also going to have someone
like.
else in the room, and Ozzie Newsome saying, "Yeah, we also remember what this was like until Joe Flacco came along to be in a quarterback desert when we had multiple Hall of Famers on our defense, and how difficult things were when we didn't have a quarterback, even with multiple Hall of Famers on our defense." So, I don't know.
Well, at
This
least they have a strong brand
the tone
manager
of
in
this
Chad Steele to
conversation feels
manage
like
all
such
this
a.
crisis they could
I
have,
just feel like the tone of this conversation feels like an eagerness to get rid of Lamar Jackson that I think is insane. Not
No.
fully
I
acknowledge.
don't have that feeling at
I
all.
know, but
My
it just
feeling is they've done everything
sometimes it
they can
comes
do to
across that
coddle
way,
him,
though.
protect him. You would admit that at every level, John Harbaugh, the organization, the Shield, and Chad
I
Steele,
understand that.
everyone has done everything they can do to protect Lamar, right? If he
other than
wakes up and still
maybe other
doesn't
than
feel
the
like this
health,
is the greatest place in the world for him,
I
which
would
is
say that.
completely possible, then none of that matters.
Okay.
You better make sure he loves it here. That's all I'm saying. That's the storyline for me. It's not whether he's going to be here or not. You better make sure he loves it here
Okay,
because.
so you're talking about this all through the lens of Lamar definitively wanting out. Okay, well that changes everything.
It
I
does.
just think beyond him feeling that way, any talk of trading him is crazy to me.
Fair enough. I would add
Because I
that
just think
it wouldn't be their choice to get rid of Lamar,
well, fine,
ever.
okay. The way you were talking about it though, I wasn't sure that that's definitively what, I didn't know if you were talking about in terms of okay, well he's getting hurt or we don't like his work
No,
habits
no,
or
no.
whatever.
My thought is they're getting together in Jupiter and saying,
Okay.
can we still win with him? And is he worth $70 million a year? Not
Okay.
your point. Can we find another quarterback and where in
Cause
the
that,
world
cause
would we
that's the,
find
I mean,
one?
I just feel.
Is he the guy to lead us? The guy falling asleep in meetings? The guy that plays video games on? Is the guy we have to renegotiate with? Is he that the guy the next 3 years at 30, 31, 32? Is this the right play for us as an organ? That's the way Bisciotti and those guys are going to
Fair
talk
enough.
about it. Win
Fair
or
enough.
lose. Win or lose.
I guess my argument then would change with John Harbaugh in terms of it, if Lamar wants out and you're totally like he's like done with you and and again, this is completely we're just talking about it out of our you know what. I mean, like we don't know if Lamar actually feels any way that
I'm just
way,
saying this is the
right?
time to find out, the
But
time for pay, time for play that Bill Walton's talked
my
about.
argument at that point would be then start over at head coach too. Just re then
Ah.
reboot this thing. That
Well, and
I
that's what
would be
Bilic
more of
said.
that argument.
That was Bilic's argument even after Harbaugh won the Super Bowl, which was you throw the coach in the quarter, you bring him in together.
And
You just
that's
do. That's the
kinda,
way you do it, you know? And that's the argument for Pittsburgh. And we haven't made that argument for, I mean, I did an hour of that with Graves and with Charlie Batch earlier in the week.
Sure.
But that's the same argument for Pittsburgh. All right, Luke, I love you. We're not going to talk at
Well,
all the
hey,
10 hours
it's
up that
funny.
we've been
We're gonna
back and
talk
forth.
about we'll be talking about this in some shape or form because there's either going to be some kind of change or there won't be. And either way, it's going to be spicy in terms of how fans react to that, how media reacts to that.
Well,
So,
and
but.
the Chad Steelization of that would be this. We have a coach that was capable. We had a quarterback that's very capable. We've always believed in the coach. We've always believed in continuity. We've always believed in Lamar. That's our plan. There you go, Luke, report that.
And I would still say, of all the different outcomes, that's still the most likely to me that you figure out something with Lamar's contract and John's back
And you dust off and.
and you hopefully go out and get a legit edge rusher and you go augment your offensive line and you run it back, not run it, probably a couple assistant coach changes. And if you're going to ask me what's the most likely outcome of all these right now, not knowing what's going to happen Sunday night, I would go with that, and I don't
All of
know what
that
percentage.
stability becomes a lot easier if it's the Steelers dusting off the feces Monday morning and you're playing a playoff game. Because
No
no
doubt
matter
about it.
what, if you're playing a playoff game, A, you
It
have a chance to
helps.
win a one or
It
two or
helps.
three, right? And if you lose the playoff game at home next week, you can still come back and say, look, we got Lamar back. We got John back. We have the Mark Abe. We're going to find the left tackle. We're going to do this and that. And it's just, we won our division, man. We had a shot. We were in the, we had a shot. We
It doesn't
rallied and we
deodorize.
had a shot. And that's the huge victory for them on
No
Sunday
doubt.
night. That is the water going down below their nose for all of them. But then it turns right back up on
Just
Wednesday
going to
when,
say,
it turns right back up.
it doesn't deodorize everything, but it deodorizes enough to kind of not maintain the status quo because I think you still have to make changes and look at your staff, look at the O-line, go down the list of all the things we'll talk about. But yeah, it makes it more in the realm of we have to be better, but we don't need to push the nuclear bomb button, you know what I mean? Like and completely blow this thing up.
All right, look, I'm
Sure,
gonna
I
get some
agree with
Eaton Park chili on the way home. Make sure to write that down. All my favorite
that.
bakeries in Pittsburgh are closed on Monday, so I'm SOL, as my dad would say, sweet out of luck. But we're gonna go up the hill, and it's all brought to you by friends at the Maryland Lottery. I'll have the candy cane scratch offs to give away once we get the crab cake tour going. I'm kind of like in holiday hiatus mode right now with my AI clone and all the fun that I'm having around here. He is Luke. I am Nestor. We're going to Pittsburgh. We are WNST AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore positive.